Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we're live in the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios in New York on CBS Sports Radio. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news, you can save money. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Hoops and hockey are almost toast. Hockey game 7 Wednesday. Hoops game 6 Thursday. What are you going to do? Pounce on baseball in the interim. Every game, every play, every day. Even MMA and boxing. We're number one. The best picks. The best price. Buck a day, son. PharrellOnTheBench.com is hot. Sign up today. So everyone is questioning Nick Nurse's timeout when they were on a 10-0 run. Is that right, Carver High?
Yeah, there was a point, and a lot of things get lost with everything that was going on, but this was when Kawhi had just finished scoring. He had scored 10 points in a row to put the Raptors up, 103-97. They had the ball. There was about 3.5 minutes left. The place is going nuts, and for whatever reason, Nick Nurse called a timeout. So Kawhi was hot. The Raptors were hot. They had just bolted out to the lead, and he calls a TO. Didn't seem like a big thing at the time, but then the Warriors outscore him 9-2 to finish the game. So there you go.
So he's getting a lot of abuse for that timeout.
Yeah, because let's think about it now. Now you can go back and analyze it. I mean, at that time, Kawhi is going off. The place is going nuts. You have the Rock. Why are you calling timeout?
Yeah, it really is highly questionable, that move. But, I mean, stranger things happen, right? I mean, what are you going to do? For me, I can't say one timeout cost him the game. They got every call in the game, I know that much, thanks to Capers, Phillips, and Malloy, the law firm of fixed games. Nice job by the three refs in the NBA. Capers, Phillips, and Malloy, the absolute ass reffing job they did tonight. Just the worst. Screw those refs. 6 ways till Sunday. Honest to God. What, are they going to let them ref game 7? Going to bring them back to Toronto for game 7? See how corrupt they can get in that game? That was unbelievable to me. And then I can't even believe I'm not seeing anything about. All I hear is that the Warriors survived, heart of a champion, blah, 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 blah. I'm not seeing anything about how bad the refs were. And that's amazing to me. That is absolutely amazing to me. I was watching the game in absolute. I was so livid. I was in disbelief at what I was watching. I bet on Toronto, so I thought Toronto would win. But I'm just saying, I can't believe how obvious it is, how bad it was, how lopsided it was. I mean, literally every single call went their way. It was absolutely surreal. And I'm watching this. They're cheering this guy getting injured. And then guys from the Raptors, I'm looking at it. I want it to come over. I'm watching it. I don't care what it's doing. I'm listening to it. Listening to them cheering this guy's injury is unbelievable to me. They were cheering when he got injured. And their own players had to tell the fans to shut up. How bad do you people suck? I mean, honestly, think of it. If that was your kid. If that was your kid, would you be doing it? No, you wouldn't. You'd be getting in a fist fight with some guy that did it to your kid, wouldn't you? That's all there is to it. Rod in Oregon, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
I'm average.
Say, I just wondering, does Houston have drive-through lobotomies? I just caught your show as I just turned that on when you were dressing him down, and it was freaking hilarious.
I mean, it really is unbelievable that I got people calling me up trying to sell me the Rockets right about now. Like, they have anything to do with this. Like, dude, it's the same old story.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm in trailblazer country, and I'm not that delusional.
I mean, you lose, you're done. And then you still got people calling up saying you would have won it. You can't win anything, let alone win the NBA championship. Shut up. I mean, if you're a Rocket fan, it's time to, you know, talk about the Astros, okay? Or what are you going to do in the offseason to make the team better? Because you obviously, with the team you had, can't get it done. I mean, it's the same story every year, isn't it? They lose to the Warriors every year. That's nothing to be ashamed of. But what is something to be ashamed of is talking like you should have won the NBA championship and you could beat the Warriors and the Raptors and you would have won it if you – I mean, like, are you kidding me? Are you serious?
Definitely no progress or going backwards.
I mean, they really are. And what did you think – so did you see the game?
You know, I listened to it on the radio.
All right, well, it was bad. Let me tell you something. The calls were atrocious, and it was one after the next. It was literally – I mean, I counted like 20 straight bad calls that literally every single call went Toronto's way. There was not one call that I saw in the entire second half that went Golden State's way. Not one. I don't know what one it was. Which one was it? Rob in El Paso.
Hey, how's it going, Scotty? Can I get a Budweiser?
Can we get him a cold Budweiser?
Thank you.
There you go.
I was just my thoughts on the game tonight. I feel like Toronto had the championship laid up for them on a silver platter, and they blew it. This reminds me of the Chiefs. They had Tom Brady dead to rights, and Dee Ford was offsides. I think Toronto. I think the Warriors take it to seven. I think they handle business in Oracle. What do you think?
So you think the Warriors will win game six in Oracle?
Yeah, I think so. I think Toronto feels like they blew it, and it's only going to get worse as far as pressure.
Well, I don't know. I actually do not believe this is just me off the top of my head right now. I don't believe that the Raptors are fazed by pressure. They already went there and won game three and four. They are not afraid to play at Oracle. They won game three and four. Again, I repeat, they won both games easily. They kicked their ass. So if you ask me, they are still the favorite in game six without Kevin Durant. They are a better basketball team, in my opinion, than the Warriors with Looney down, Durant down, Iguodala's absolute. I mean, he is mud. He's so bad right now. It's the same thing as before. Again, Danny Green had 4 points tonight. He's been an absolute lobotomy for them. He had one good game in a month. And then I think Iguodala had that big shot in game two. I'll give you that. Since game two, he had 5 points tonight. It was 2 of 7. He's terrible. In fact, I hope someone on the team at least sits him down and says, quit shooting. You suck. Because he can't shoot. So I can't let him shoot anymore. He missed 2 12-footers. Like, I mean, he shankopotamus. He missed them so bad, it wasn't even funny. His arm was so heavy shooting. At some point, you just have to say, listen, I don't have it tonight. I'm not going to shoot. I'm going to pass. These guys that keep shooting when they think that, you know, they're going to shoot their way out of it. You do that in November and December, not in, June. When you're in game five of the NBA Finals, you're trying to iron out your crappy J. Do that at practice. Stop shooting in the game. If you can't hit the broadside of a barn, stop shooting. Rebound. Make passes. Play defense. Do something else. Kyle in Richmond.
Hey, Pharrell. Can I get a Budweiser as well?
Yeah, can we get him a cold Budweiser?
Thank you, Pharrell. Appreciate that. Hey, so I thought it was just me when I was watching the game because I was watching it by myself. My God, I have not seen anything like this as far as refereeing in my life. One thing that sticks out to me the most, when DeMarcus Cousins was going back to that putback, how was that called a foul when it was reviewable, number one? Also, what do you think the chances are that the Warriors steal this for the last two games? Thank you.
So what is he saying? How do they steal the last two? No, I don't. I don't think they'll do it. I don't think they'll steal it. Not with that lineup. I don't believe two guys can beat the six guys because they're playing six deep, if you ask me. They're playing Siakam, Leonard, Gasol, Lowry, Green and Ibaka, VanVleet, that's seven. But I consider Danny Green null and void. He's been worthless. So he had one good game in the whole month. So thank you. And that's the reality of it. I think Ibaka and VanVleet have been 10 times better. They're going six deep of guys that are scoring in double figures. Tonight, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 in double figures. And they're too deep for me. against two guys. I don't, because 31 and 26 were Curry and Thompson tonight. No one else did anything. Cousins gave him 15, which was solid. So if he gave him all he had tonight, I don't believe. I mean, I actually believe Cousins, if anyone needs till Thursday to rest, it's him. Get that guy a beer and a massage because he looks shot to me.
So Warriors general manager Bob Myers on the podium. Achilles injury, does not know the extent of it. MRI tomorrow. There you go.
Yeah, Durant is an Achilles injury. It is not his calf. I told you how low he reached. He blew his Achilles out tonight, it looks like. And he's saying it's an Achilles injury. So anyway.
It says here he's taking all the blame for putting him back out on the floor.
That he should have never let him play?
Myers says Myers is holding back tears, taking full blame for putting Durant back out on the floor.
So that he believes he's the reason he got injured, that he let him play, should have never let him play. That's crazy, right?
Steve Kerr actually was asked if he has any regrets about it before when he was on the podium, and he says, I'm going to leave that to Bob.
Looney says he's okay. Looney's okay, not that he matters, but Durant's done, and Achilles. It's an Achilles injury, so he blew his Achilles out tonight, and now that's going to be a year. So much for the Knicks. Are you going to sign him, the Knicks, with a torn Achilles? Really? Uh-uh. I'd go after Anthony Davis right about now, real fast. Jay and Boca.
Well, Scotty, hey. I mean, do you know that those refs actually looked at that call on replay?
And still got it wrong.
Do you believe that they actually looked at it again and they still came up with that bogus call?
Yeah, because they're corrupt. That's the only way.
I know that.
There's only one explanation that they're corrupt.
That's what I said.
That they're corrupt. Anyone that saw that knows it was that's a lie. That they're corrupt. That's all there is to it. The refs suck. Again, Capers, Phillips, Malloy, rot in hell. You three are the worst refs I've ever seen of any sporting event in my life.
It was unbelievable. The guy took four steps.
Oh, that I mean, even that one, Nate. But I'm talking the Cousins tip back in on the dunk.
But it was one after another. And what's with Carl? Why is he not telling Iguodala, don't shoot. You can't shoot.
Yeah, you're telling me. I've been screaming that for 15 minutes. Quit shooting. You suck. His arm was so heavy. His shot was so dead. Dead to rights. The minute it left his hand, you knew he wasn't making it. Any of them. He was 2 of 7. He was terrible. Stop shooting. You know, work it out at practice because you got no Jay in the game. He looks terrible. I think he's playing injured, too, with the calf that he injured before. Remember when he injured it? And I don't believe he's ever been the same as a player since. He hit the shot in game two, game three, four, five, and the last three games he's been terrible. And I guarantee if Carver High looks it up, that the games three, four, and five, his shooting was atrocious. He was awful. 855-212-4CBS.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
The Warriors win, but boy, did they lose in the process. Kevin Durant, they're saying it's an Achilles, and he's clearly done. And I would agree. I just heard that it, you know, dramatically changes the NBA tonight, that injury, because the Knicks were... as no one cares, but the Knicks were, except in New York, they were on the verge of going after Kevin Durant in free agency with the entire kitchen sink to bring him to New York to play at the Garden, and that's over with now. I mean, there's no way they're signing him to it. And, oh, yeah, the Clippers and Nets and everyone that was lined up to get him, but let's just say for, you know, shacks and giggles that he was going to the Knicks, and that's over now. And they were going to try to get KD in a trade. Now they have to get him.
And I don't know. Remember, it is the Knicks.
They're not getting him.
It is the Knicks.
He's going to the Lakers. And so the Knicks don't have anything to give him.
I'm just saying, remember, it's the Knicks when it comes to Durant. They'll probably sign him anyway.
Oh, my God. You got to be kidding.
It is the Knicks.
I wouldn't sign that guy right now if you put a gun to my head.
Somebody's going to.
With an Achilles tear.
Somebody's got to sign him.
He's out a year. You don't think he stays with the Warriors?
I mean, that's possible, but I'm just saying, somebody's got to, whether it's the Warriors or somebody's going to give him. Sign him.
Do you think, Mavia, that he stays with the Warriors and rehabs for a year and comes back with the Warriors? And then he'll miss the whole season.
Yeah, if it's an Achilles, he's gone for at least a year. And some guys have trouble even getting back that quickly. You know, that's something that could haunt you for the rest of your career, even end careers.
Well, he's in better shape than Cousins.
He's in better shape, for sure. But I still think he's going to leave. Even if it's, you know, wherever you're going, yeah, you're going to have to sit him out a year. But he's not as young as those guys are, but we saw it in Philly where they took Simmons. They took Embiid knowing, you know, that these guys are going to have to hang out for a while, and then you get them their full potential. He's a little older, so losing a year is a lot bigger. But still, he's going to get paid. Maybe the contract goes down a little bit because you lose a year of him, but he's going to get paid from someone, and they're going to take it.
Now, you know, you remember, he could just not opt out of his contract. I mean, the whole deal is that he's going to be – is if he opts out, he doesn't have to opt out. He could do this again next year.
He could do this again next year.
He could get out next year.
He could just stay with the Warriors.
He could stay with the Warriors, but he rehab, get his – whatever money he was – that huge money he would have made from the Warriors anyway.
Stay there.
And he could do the same thing next summer if he wanted
to. Next summer he can do this all over again.
Correct.
Which is what I think will happen.
That probably is the most likely scenario.
Yeah, I think that's what happens. He's not going anywhere. No one's signing him until next year. That's what I think.
And if that happens, if that is the case, how screwed are the Warriors next year then? Because – now you have to face the fact of you're going to pay all this money, so it's going to kind of get your cap. You're not going to be able to bring anybody to replace him or maybe pay a Boogie Cousins even more to try to keep him or pay, you know, Clay a huger contract. You're going to be stuck with him on the books and not on the court. That could ruin your whole season.
Yeah, if he chooses to stay, he'd make $31.5 million with the Warriors next year, and then he would be a free agent after the 19-20 season.
So he'll be a free agent again after next season, the same time
and
next year.
And he'd make 31.5 with the Warriors next year.
Not playing. He'd make $31 million sitting and rehabbing.
Right.
Wow, what a deal.
I think you would have, I mean, listen, who
can
knows
I get a deal like that
happen,
here?
But...
so if I got like sick, I could get $31 million a year to do nothing? Do they do that around here? I don't think so. They don't have that lunch pail deal.
You can't get $31,000 to do nothing around here.
By the way, it's happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Mafia. Happy birthday to you. How old are you today, Mafia? Your birthday?
34.
I thought so. 34. I went to Mafia's surprise birthday that was not a surprise birthday barbecue.
Did a really good job of keeping the secret, though. That wasn't a secret.
No, they didn't. Your friend Joe blew it.
It wasn't too much of a surprise because he invited me there on Friday. So it wasn't too much of a surprise.
Oh, so you knew about it Friday?
Mafia invited me. He did say, I know that's a tough journey for me. Just like you always say on a Sunday, you don't want to drive from your house all the way out to Long Island. The opposite.
Yeah,
the opposite.
I noticed you weren't there. So the thing was is that I wouldn't have gone to yours anymore either. So don't invite me to anything. I'm not going to Long Island ever again as long as I live for anything, ever. I don't even care who dies, who's born, who's christening, who's married, anything. Nothing. I'm going to nothing ever. But Mafia, happy birthday. Today's your birthday officially.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Mafia, thrilled to have a birthday party on the air tonight, his 34th birthday, having such an exciting time of things. I got to tell you, you know, they only get worse from here, just so you know. Like, once you get to be 40, they'll have a party for you. And then 50, they'll have a party for you. But I got to tell you, after 50, they do nothing for you. They'll be like, wow, you're really old.
Well, of course not. Kids don't even love you anymore, right?
They do not love me at all. No one does officially love me. I think my dog does, but he doesn't say. So I think he pretends like he loves me. He's really good
Depends
at
on
it.
The hour with him.
It's true. He's been known to bite me. So, Chris in Ohio.
Hey, Pharrell.
Hey.
I've got two quick points to make.
Go ahead.
First of all, and don't kick me off here because I'm going to talk about your boy Carver.
All right.
But first of all, you're right about NBA refs. You're also right about the NFL refs. It's all fixed. It's all a bunch of crap. It's all everything you're saying is right. That's why you're the man. That's why you're the only one that talks the truth. You're absolutely right. The second point is this. Carver is talking about Kevin Durant came out. He's a hero. I have more respect for him, this and that. He did that for himself. He did that for Twitter. He did that for ESPN. He did that for to save his face, to be a hero. He wasn't doing that for his team or for any of that. So I don't know what you know, I usually respect what, you know, Carper says, but come on.
But you think it's a game, Chris. Chris, you think he went out there with the injury, with, you know what, it could be a separate injury, that's fine, but you think he went out there for a show. That was a big game for people to take pictures of him, and he makes a bunch of threes and then blows his Achilles out in the early in the second quarter. That was all for fun? That was for a show, for pictures?
Yeah. On top of it, you don't know he blew his Achilles out. You don't know anything.
Just said on the TV it's an Achilles injury.
Yeah, I also saw him on the TV walk out on crutches and with something on his boot. I was listening to the Warriors feed from California, and they're like, oh, here comes Kevin.
The general manager's sitting on the podium crying. Listen, up there, Chris. He's sitting up
Chris,
there crying.
You've got to catch up, Chris. They've already said he's got an Achilles. So, I mean, what do you think? He's got like a little stretched Achilles? Or do you think he's going to be fine, no big deal?
No, I think that he didn't come out there to be a hero. He came out there because he had to and for himself. I don't think he did. I don't think it meant he didn't save any faith in the public eye. We all know what he was doing. It was just about him, and that's all it was.
Chris, if it was about him, Chris, if it was about him, he would have sat in the back of the locker room like he's done for the other four games of this series and said, you know what, we're down 3-1. I'm going to go take my money this summer with the Knicks or whoever, and I'll be and just walk away, and who cares?
Right.
He didn't do that. He went out and played. Say what you want about the guy. We've said a billion things. He ran for the titles.
And
we know that.
And he lit it up.
He left Oklahoma City and ran to the best team in the league and got a bunch of championships and NBA Finals MVPs. The guy could have sat in the back of the locker room tonight and did absolutely nothing, and instead he went out with possibly still an injury and got another injury, and now he's done.
So that was actually trying to sell me that he was just doing it for a show.
Just a show.
He said to show off for social media.
Correct. He's been getting such a bad rap about not
playing.
Here's the
deal, Chris, just so you know. Kevin Durant, just so you know, he could give a rat's ass about what anyone on Twitter thinks of him. I can guarantee you that. That guy, have you ever seen him do an interview? He's like, I'm Kevin Durant. Wait a minute, you're serious?
I'm saying he always tweets back at people. I think he does care what people say. I don't think he walked on that court tonight because of that. I don't think he did at all.
I don't, you know, people can do that all they want.
He's always been pictured as a selfish guy who left Oklahoma City to go get his free championships with the Warriors.
That guy wants
and
to play ball. That's it. He wants to play ball every night. He loves playing ball. He plays Drew League. He does everything. The guy wants to ball. That's it. He wanted to play for the last month. He was injured. He tore his calf. Now he tore his Achilles. And that's not good enough for you? I mean, honestly, dude, are you listening to yourself? Listen, I just want you to know how wrong you are. So keep telling yourself you're right, but stick your face through a glass window.
What I'm saying is the selfish
honestly,
persona of Kevin Durant that has been
please.
Portrayed for a long time, honestly, for me personally,
stop.
It goes away tonight.
Stop.
It goes away.
Unbelievable. I can't even believe someone just said that. It was all an act.
It was worth it. Carver lit up like a Christmas tree tonight. Totally worth it.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, so I don't want to, like, you know, single out the guy that called or whatever by name and all the rest anymore. I mean, he already called and had his piece and said what he had to say, but it was really disturbing to me. It really is strange that someone would actually believe that it was all an act and that it was like for show, and that a guy that is about to get offers to go play where, 5 or 6 teams, the guy, you know, he's going to get 5 or 6 offers to go play wherever, right? He's going to be the most sought-after guy, right, bar none, in the NBA. He is the premier scorer in the NBA, is he not? 2-time Finals MVP. And the guy tears his, calf a month ago, sits out, misses the entire Western Conference Finals and the NBA Finals till Game 5. He's out for a month, comes back, lights it up, has 11 in 12 minutes, 3 threes, and then tears his Achilles, whatever. It's an Achilles injury. And that, some guy just called up here and said that he did it for show. It was all an act. And what else did you get tweeted?
I got a tweet just off of the caller. I'm not going to give his name.
And then how about these morons in Toronto cheering when he got hurt?
Yeah. No, this gentleman DM'd me, so I'm not going to give his name out. But he said that, you know, he's a Warrior fan. And there's a clip of Durant walking on both legs. If you tear a ligament, you're not walking like that. I agree with the caller. He wants no part of this championship run. So clearly
that's just not true.
Clearly there's a minority of people who feel that Durant
is. It's not true. There are guys that have torn their Achilles that have walked off the floor. In fact,
that's not true.
Kobe Bryant did it. And then how about the guy last week, Mafia, in our league? He tore his Achilles. They heard everybody said they heard the pop from across the gym. It was so loud. And he refused help. He limped off the court and got out a back door and into his car. Someone went and got his car, right? The guy walked off the floor limping horribly. But guys have been known to get up and walk off limping with Achilles injuries before. You don't necessarily 100% of the time have to be carried off to impress these stupid fans that are, calling here and tweeting that it was fake. I mean, just stop. Stop yourself. Go to bed. Smoke a doobie. Go to bed. And hate me all you want. Blame me, you know. You know, that guy, Pharrell, there's something wrong with that guy. I hate him. Go ahead. Hate me forever. See if I care, you stupid ass. I don't care what you think of me, and I never will. You know what I think? I just said, what did I say? In the break, I just wanted to tell you, here's what I said, quote, I've never seen so many stupid people in all my life, end quote. The people that call in here and say things like that, you got to be stupid. I honestly... And it's not just the one guy. I'm getting so many stupid people calling here lately with comments that I start to wonder about your IQ. I mean, seriously. And there are people listening to this show by the millions that know it's true. They're like, God, did that guy just say that? Like, some of the calls I get are just beyond stupid. Skip in Orlando, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what up, Scotty?
Hey.
I thought that was a pretty ridiculous take about Kevin Durant, but yeah. What I was calling about is Nick Nurse, who called the timeout and killed that run and then didn't call a timeout when there was about 15 seconds left. They should have brought it up the front court, and there's like 15 seconds left in the clock. They could have ran it down to maybe 7 or 8.
I think it's easy. I think it's really easy after games to blame the coach or blame certain moments in a game. It's just too easy. It's obvious they shouldn't have called a timeout, and it's obvious they should have called a timeout. At the 10-0 run, don't call a timeout. At the 15-second mark, call a timeout. But
absolutely.
But whatever. Like, what are you going to fire him? He's not getting fired. You lose. So they're not firing Nick Nurse because you don't like his coaching or his timeout usage. So, you know, again, have a sandwich. Jay in Seattle.
Hey, Scott, what's up?
Hey.
Hey, even though his name Carver lectured us on how Milwaukee was going to beat Toronto when they were down 3-2, was it?
Here's a news flash for you. He was kidding.
Oh, he was. Okay.
The whole thing was a ruse. He was joking for weeks on end just to drive people crazy. It was all an act. That was an act.
Gotcha.
That was all fake.
He's absolutely right about Kevin Durant. I'll always have Durant's back in how he supports getting the team back into Seattle in the year he played here. You know how good he was to everyone here. So,
right.
Quick question on the goaltending with Cousins. I know you talked about it a little bit. How is that allowed where they can look at it and still make the wrong call after they look at it? Like, from all different aspects, how is that allowed?
That's because
happens.
That's because Capers, Phillips, and Malloy are corrupt. That's why. That's why that happened, because they were doing everything they can in the entire night to give Toronto the win. That's all there was to it. And the fact that no one's talking about it anywhere else is insanity to me. I mean, you got to be kidding me. You know what it is? I think it is, Mavi. I play too much basketball. That's what it is. Because I hate refs, and those refs tonight were the worst I've ever seen in my life, ever. I mean, they literally gave him 25 straight calls. I mean, it was, like, unreal. It was like watching a bad movie. It really was.
And it's not just the calls they gave. It's the calls, you know, not just the amount of calls. It's the kind of calls and the timing of the calls. Because for a while there, we were hammering them how much, you know, Raptors were getting a huge deficiency in free throws. They were getting twice as many the whole game. But for much of the game, the fouls were actually pretty much the same. It's just that they were calling all these shooting fouls, putting them at the line, not doing the same thing for Golden State. And then some of the call, the timing of it, like that Cousins call, yes, you can make that. Plenty of guys have. You know, you can make that the whole game, but to call that with 16 seconds left when they're a one-point game after you just blew the other one to give them the lead that they just came back from on the missed travel, and then the back, like they made so many calls just in that one little patch there, that that one you have to let go and swallow your whistle on. You can't let that affect the game. And they did. It almost, you know, ruined the whole game.
Yeah, no doubt. Tom in Pennsylvania, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty, how you doing today, buddy?
Good.
Good. I want to get a Mai Tai for Mafia, for Carver, and for me, and happy birthday, Mafia.
There you go. Mafia's birthday today.
And I just want to thank you for giving me a show horse in the Belmont. I took your one horse, man, and it showed.
How great was that?
Oh, it was great. It only paid $8, but I had a few tidbits on it.
Yeah, I thought, you know, that's my buddy Jeff and Mike Fazio's horse, Jovia, and I bet on him as well to show. It paid $870. The horse led the entire race, and I'd say in the last 50 yards lost. So I thought he ran a great race on the rail, led all the way to the bitter end, and I thought the favorite, you know, came in second by, you know, by a head. But I thought the Jovia ran a hell of a race, and I bet him to show as well, and it was great. I went just absolutely ape shack, screaming at the top of my lungs with 34C watching a race, rooting for my buddy. He's on my team, my basketball team, and he owns the horse, and we're really proud of him.
He's racing in the Haskell's down at Monmouth.
Yeah, he's racing in the Haskell next. I don't remember what date that is, but it's in August, right?
I think it's in July.
Oh, in July. There you go.
Hey, oh, thanks, right. Scotty, for another winner.
Yeah, my pleasure, Tom. 855-212-4227. So Durant said, quote, "I'm hurting deep in the soul right now. I can't lie, but seeing my brothers get this win was like taking a shot of tequila. I got new life, lots of laugh." Kevin Durant following the Warriors' win to force game six. Stephen Clay with the cold-blooded dagger threes to take down the Raptors in Toronto. July 20th for the Haskell this year. There you go, July 20th. This is Saturday of the Pacquiao-Thurman fight.
Oh, so that's something else to bet on.
We'll be betting on that.
There you go.
Jovia in the Haskell. I'm not sure if he can take that much action, though. You know, he's racing a lot. He raced the Long Branch on Mother's Day, the Belmont Stakes, and now in 4 weeks, he's going to – is that about 4 weeks? I think it is, 4 or 5 weeks. He's going to run – maybe 6 weeks. He's going to run in the Haskell. Hopefully that's enough time for him to recover from the race. So Kawhi Leonard had a chance to win the NBA – Kyle Lowry, the NBA championship tonight with a dagger three at the buzzer. And he missed the entire, I think it landed somewhere in Buffalo, that jump shot. It was so bad. He missed the entire backboard, the rim, everything. He missed it all. He literally shot the ball. Did he not shoot it behind the backboard?
It kind of looked like when there's somebody tweeted a picture of like a slow, like a still of, I mean, it almost seemed like Draymond almost got a piece of it. It almost looked like. On the way up.
You know what? I'll give credit to Drake, who was actually felt horrible for Durant and just actually felt horrible for him. Is he the only person in Toronto that felt bad for the guy? He felt bad for him. He actually felt bad for the guy. So that's the first time I've ever said anything nice about Drake. So all things are possible through God.
That is probably the first time you've ever said
Said anything nice about Drake, but he did care that Durant got hurt, unlike the rest of the Toronto fans that cheered when the guy got hurt. And then there'll be a bunch of people that'll call me and say, "Not everybody cheered." Okay, thanks. Sure sounded like everybody to me. Dave in California, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Scotty, I mean, how are we letting this guy on the side of the court with the beer in his hand cheer the injury to Kevin Durant and the rest of the people in that place, except for your buddy Drake, sit there and cheer in their little Raptor zone in the middle of the stadiums and pretend that they're fans of basketball when that type of thing is allowed to happen? I sense that studio is swinging back in the Warriors' direction. And don't forget, we've loved you for years, back when you were on KMBR here 20 years ago.
Right.
I mean, this is your place. This is your area, man. We got to get back together, and we got to take a look at this abhorrent display of behavior in a sport that these people clearly don't understand. And now we're going to try to rally behind these guys just because we're sick of the Warriors winning?
I'm not. I thought tonight was disgusting what happened. And I got to tell you, I was betting on Toronto, but you can ask Carver High Mavi. I was cheering for the Warriors all night because after those fans cheered that guy getting hurt, that was it for me. I'm done with him. I went to the other side. I went to the dark side. So I went back to my Bay Area roots, my Run DMC roots. So, I used to like the Warriors when I lived there. Believe me, Run TMC was awesome. But I'm sick of this dynasty, but fair enough. I was rooting for him tonight. Nice job by the Toronto fans cheering the guy tearing his Achilles. Real good stuff. You guys are real classy up there. You're a lot like that hockey crowd up there that never wins. You know, that Leafs crowd that hasn't won since 1967, you bunch of idiot drips.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.